Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. I apologize for the lateness. We've got some pretty big techie issues here that we can't identify on either end. So we apologize for the delay. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trans channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. We get no advance notice, and so we will take questions in the order that people call in, and we're looking forward to addressing your questions and finding out stuff that's going on in the world today. To call in, to ask a question, we have a toll-free line, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And an alternate line, 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So let's get started.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, and welcome.
My name is Maitreya.
Maitreya. Thank you so much for being here, Maitreya. We're very grateful, okay? And we apologize for the delay on any inconvenience.
What delay?
Yes, there's no time on your side, right?
Right.
So it doesn't matter. We're the only ones that get concerned with time.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe not everybody on our listening audience right now is familiar with you. I'm sure some are. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your focus, what you focus on especially?
I am the Cosmic Christ.
The Cosmic Christ, yes, that's beautiful. Yes, wonderful, yes.
Thank you.
And so do you have any particular focus, or is it basically everything?
My focus is on helping humanity ascend.
Okay. Okay, so the ascension process is in process now, is it not?
It is indeed.
Okay.
I'm happy to say.
Yes. Is it at least halfway through? Or where are we in the process? I know Earth time is many years, several years.
Yes. You're into it a few decades now.
A few decades, okay.
And you got a ways to go.
Okay. So it started with the harmonic conversion, convergence.
Yes.
In 1987.
Right.
Right. Okay. That's almost 30 years ago. It's not. Okay. All right. And a ways to go. A number more years.
Yes.
All right. This, of course, I imagine is tied in with the existence of the new Earth that's about three times the size of this Earth.
Again, what?
It's connected. It's all part of the same.
Well, Mother Earth will ascend to that new body.
Yes.
When ascension occurs.
Okay.
So in that respect, yes, it's tied in.
Okay. Okay. Well, may I ask some questions about the current process politically and economically? What's going on? Can you give us a status report? Well, Dr. Phil has a video out on a woman named Kendall who was taken into the sex trafficking arena, which right now with all the Pizzagate and Pittergate stuff being exposed in D.C. and elsewhere, it seems appropriate to have this kind of stuff coming forth for those who are not aware, so that we can put our energy into cleaning that up and reversing it for the many people who, innocent people, have been taken into that. Can you comment?
Mankind has been able to dream up many atrocities to other humans.
Yes.
This is an area that has been ongoing for decades, and that we will soon clean up.
Yes, exposure is a big first step, is it not?
Absolutely. Yes.
Which then helps people see what has been going on and choose that that be stopped now, yes?
Choose that people are treated decently.
Yes.
That's the choice.
That's the choice. Okay. Very, very good. There is a new movie coming out, with a 10-minute segment called Eagle One to Wanta, that deals with Leo Wanta and former President Reagan's mission given to Leo Wanta. There's not a lot of people that know about this, or certainly in the past. It's becoming more and more known now. Can you comment on this and what Reagan was trying to do?
Well, this is finally coming to fruition, and Reagan was trying to help the people of your country with this train.
Yes, okay. So this, the money is partly $27 trillion, supposedly, or something close to that. And supposedly is for a high-speed train to be built across the country for fast travel, safe travel, and jobs in the building. Is that part of the...
All the above.
All the above. Was there more to it than that for what Leo Wanta was given as a mission by Reagan?
A little more, but it's not ready to come out yet.
Okay. Okay. Now, it's my understanding that there already are high-speed trains in tunnels that the Black Ops or hidden shadow government has created across the country. Are we talking about something totally different from that?
Yes.
Totally different. So what Reagan envisioned was on the surface?
Yes.
Okay. As opposed to the hidden tunnel trains. Okay. What will happen to those underground tunnels as the people we call the cabal are no longer around?
They will fall into disuse.
Disuse, will they be blown up? Will they be filled?
They just won't be used.
Won't be used at all. And since very few people know about them, there's not going to be any serious interest in investigating them. And certainly not many people would do that. Okay. It's been said that over 1,500 pedophiles have been arrested since Trump took office. Is that relatively correct? Or more?
It's a little on the low side.
On the low side. So it's more than 1,500, way more than 1,500.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are individuals that have now been arrested and are either under house arrest or sitting in prison somewhere?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Very needed. Is this making any kind of a serious dent in the pedophile world to have these particular people gone?
Many of them are now quite frightened.
Oh, they should be. They've done bad stuff that doesn't serve. Okay. All right. Trump is... very clearly announcing the tie between the CIA and the major mainstream media. And John Rappaport put out, I thought, a really excellent article on how the CIA is really the major media. That, I mean, like almost the same thing, a little bit different focus there. Is that something that you can validate?
Absolutely. When the CIA was formed, they decided that they were the power. And they have operated that way for until present day. Still.
Because they think they run the country and they own the government, and that's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
And wasn't the original vision that they would be not involved in domestic issues, only overseas? Okay, I would do that.
Correct.
And that's not what happened.
No, it's not
what happened. Okay. All right.
They decided that they would do what they needed to do to control everything.
Because they were run by the puppet masters, Illuminati, cabal, whatever you want to call them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. William Tompkins has been exposing, or did expose, a lot of stuff about ETs, extraterrestrials, and whistleblowers and extraterrestrial reptilians. I find his material quite credible. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Correct. Okay. That he is, I don't know if he's still on our side or if he's gone to the other side, because he's been around a long time. Very courageous man.
Yes. Was.
Okay. Was. All right. Good material. Okay, on March 15th, we supposedly hit the legal debt limit, and Congress didn't raise it like they usually have in the past. Nothing really happened. So that meant that the U.S. corporation, which has been control for a long time, went into bankruptcy. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Correct. So that's really the first. This has been talked about a lot, that the bankruptcy of the U.S. has happened, but it really didn't happen until the 15th, right?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. So by letting that just go into bankruptcy and basically die, some people who have put out emails have said that meant the Republic was restored. But I don't happen to feel that's true. It doesn't mean the Republic was restored. It means the corporation went bankrupt.
That's correct.
Correct? Okay. And it's my understanding that the Republic is not going to be restored, even if they call it the Republic, because we're going to have all new governance. Is that correct?
Blessedly so.
Blessedly so, yes. Because this is a completely different time with a different human consciousness than when the original Constitution was written. So we need something that's even better than that. I mean, that was a huge breakthrough for the time, but we need something even more appropriate now, do we not?
We need to start off clean.
Really clean.
Really clean.
Okay, but this is a whole new level.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Whereas the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were one completely new level, now we're moving to an entirely another new level. I love it. Okay. Is it true that we've had seventh and eighth dimension Pleiadians helping behind the scenes a great deal?
Among others.
Among others, it's from many places, right?
Right.
Yes.
Arcturians.
I know the Arcturians are involved, and you know, there's a lot of good guys helping us.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome that the risks they're taking and the dedication, this massive job.
Yes.
Is huge. Okay. And I understand that the Palladians, as well as others, are helping open portals that will allow much more expansion of consciousness and travel and so forth?
Yes.
That we haven't had? Yes, okay.
Most definitely.
Okay. There's a report that Trump ordered soon after his election, or soon after his inauguration, ordered over 1,000 patents released that deal with health and anti-aging and all of that. That there's over 5,000 of those patents, but he ordered about a fifth of them released. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this will create potentially a whole new attitude toward health, create jobs, equipment that needs to be built, and all of that. Yes? Yes, okay. Okay, the machine that we are going to have soon, that is Russian technology. Does it not fall into this group of U.S. patents?
No.
It doesn't, okay. Is it just as advanced as some of those patents that are coming out?
Yes.
It is. So we really have the right machine on order, right?
Mm-hmm.
The machines? Yes. Okay. This is my sense, but it's just fabulous. Okay. The sacred space programs are getting a lot of interest and exposure now. I understand the U.S. Navy has had a secret space program and other parts of the government also, and they haven't really communicated with each other. It's been very compartmentalized.
Yes.
That's correct? Okay.
That's true.
And there's talk about some Nordic-type people that have worked for... I don't know if it's Corey Good or somebody else to help bring stuff forward, right?
Correct.
Yes. Okay, great. There's now some new information that surfaced about a test that's been very much pushed for many years that is actually often harmful. That's mammograms, correct?
Correct.
And often harmful and at best inaccurate, usually?
Indeed.
Okay. So it can give a false positive or a false negative or whatever. In other words, don't do it, right?
Bingo!
I will share with our audience that many, many, many years ago, I had one. And I said, never again, and I never have, and I never will. And, anybody asks me why, I definitely say, and this was a long time ago. So, yes, that's a no-no. No matter what your doctor said, right?
No matter what who said.
No matter, yeah, okay. All right. In August, there is apparently a very powerful eclipse that where the totality will pass through part of the northwest of the United States. Can you tell us about that eclipse and its major message, purpose, energy, what's going to be happening?
There will be a lot of spiritual energy come to your planet at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge uplift in spiritual energy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Okay. So it would be of value for whoever could get into the path of totality to do that, to experience that. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Okay. I had an email from someone who lives in that area that already all, even the cheap motels are sold out, and they're planning for thousands and thousands of people in the parks, and yes, and it's going to be kind of a big traffic jam, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to have to rent a Winnebago.
Okay. And still worth doing. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know the exact path, but we can find that out. It's probably on the internet if we look for it.
If you look for it, you'll find
the path of totality.
Yeah.
Okay. I love eclipses. I've always known there's something special about eclipses.
They are.
Yes, they are. Okay. Yes, my understanding that technically on the planet today, there isn't really any war. That there may be skirmishes, and things are being cleaned up, but what we've known as war in the past is not going on.
Do not have a Vietnam happening. No.
Okay. All right. Or anything close to that?
No.
No. All right. Is there the whole Palestinian-Israeli situation? There's been an agreement to a two-state solution, right?
Yes.
Is that the best choice, and will it come about?
It absolutely will come about, and it's a good choice.
That's a good choice, at least as a step. Maybe there will be progress after that that even improves things more.
There will indeed.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah, but it's certainly a step. Absolutely. I feel for the Palestinians and what they have watched and are experiencing. Okay. One of my clients had her Mac computer attacked. And I think one of the reasons a lot of people have gotten matched recently is they've normally not attacked. But maybe with the increase in volume, a higher percentage of people leaving PCs, that this is more common. And she got something called a tech service solution. I have no idea what this is. Is it of value to investigate?
Yes, to investigate.
Okay, investigate.
Yes.
Maybe not get. But at least investigate.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
And can I remind you, dear one?
Yes.
Normal went bye-bye sometime.
This is true. Nothing's normal right now, right?
Correct.
Normal is very old. Okay. All right. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Can I do something here, Darren?
Please.
I have a question for everybody in the audience, and I'd be delighted for at least one person to call and tell me what the answer is. Here's the question. Can you tell me the top three people who are determining your priorities?
The top three people?
Yes.
When you say your priorities, you mean each person?
I mean each person.
Not the overall.
No, each person.
The top three people.
Yes.
Well, do we have a caller coming in about that? Well, we'll get notice if somebody wants to step up here, which we would love. Okay, the top three people, I'll take a swing at it.
Okay? Oh, go.
The top three people would be, for me, would be my own self, maybe my higher self or higher consciousness, because each of us is responsible for our own priorities all the time. I get
that. That's the point.
Okay.
That's the point. You each choose what your priorities are, what's important to you. You each choose that. Nobody chooses it for you.
That's true. That's true.
My point.
Okay, that is very good, because I kind of deal with this all the time in the clients that I have for the foundation and our personal circle of friends and acquaintances, where I see people step up, they're offered an opportunity in some way that would be of value to themselves and maybe somebody around them, and they step up, and others at whatever their opportunity is, but choose at that moment not to step up. Am I seeing those clearly?
You are.
Okay. And I don't mean to be judgmental, but I have to be discerning.
You must.
Yes. We all have to be discerning.
Yes.
And judgment is an emotional label, right, whereas discernment is looking at the energy the best one is capable of looking and seeing what's good energy and what's not good energy. Is that a way to draw the line between those two?
Discernment is allowing yourself to see what is without your filters.
Okay, to see objectively and clearly without any emotional or otherwise imprint.
Correct. Without coloring.
Without coloring. Okay. Okay. So that requires kind of stepping aside and looking with different eyes.
Correct.
Than maybe some people are used to doing. This is something that...
This is a skill that everybody needs to learn.
Okay. Okay. Because it's more important than ever right now to discern the truth about anything, right?
Anything. Exactly.
And so...
Because what those who have been in power over you are trying desperately to do now, because it's their last gasp, is to feed you false information, feed you fear.
Yes.
You need to discern.
That's right. But anything that looks fearful is probably not a good deal.
Correct.
A fear is fearful.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, they're on their last legs. And my guess is the interference we had from Skype today for this call is just a little thing they're throwing in the mix, right?
Well, you are starting to make a difference. And when you start to make a difference, they get concerned.
Concerned and then they take action.
Right.
Well, I know the webinar I ran last weekend for the foundation, Saturday, the last, I'm glad it was only the last 20 minutes or so, but they made it impossible to continue. But we were fine before that, which was great. And then I asked Merlin to make sure we had a clear call on Sunday, and Sunday was fine. So I'm very grateful. But they came in at a time that really didn't make all that much difference. You know, it's like when we get interference, I think, well, you know, they're picking a time when it's not any different from any other time when you're doing something that's important.
Do you think they have clear vision?
No. So it would be more like flailing.
Yes.
Than actually targeting in some kind of intelligent way.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I use the word intelligent loosely, but, you know, planning, thinking things through. Yes. All right, so they're flailing, so it's going to be hit or miss.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is a perfect example, everybody, of this call that we are having to do on my cell phone because of the interference that the nasties, the greedy, grabby paws, I've called them, because they're desperate, aren't they not?
They are indeed.
There's compared to the original percentage on the planet, say, I don't know, a number of years ago to now, what's left? If we had 100% of what they could do and who they were a number of years ago, what's left?
1951.
From 1951 forward? Okay. So if we take 1951, cabal, puppet masters, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, and people behind them, the parents, the real people behind them, the parents and some reptilians, yes. And compared to today, what percentage is left? Roughly.
2.37.
Oh, that's not very much.
No, but they are scared. And you know, worse. And animal that can hurt you is the one who's scared.
That's right. Because they'll strike out at anything.
That's right.
And they're desperate. They, I mean, they're really over the edge in emotional panic, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right, but 2.7 still.
2.37.
2.37, I'm sorry. That is awesome. That is really awesome. All right. Do you see us and the clients I have for foundations? We're having some challenges with getting appropriate bank accounts, and just another challenge came up this afternoon. Do you see us being able to smooth that out and maybe somehow in the next couple of weeks or so?
I'll give you one word. Reno.
Reno. Okay. So our best shot would be one or more Wells Fargo facilities in Reno,
exactly,
as opposed to where we've been trying to get it to.
Yes.
How about the one in Vegas that Dagny has to work through? Is that
that's a possibility, but better Reno.
Better Reno. Okay. But the one in Vegas is not impossible. It might work out. Okay. Whereas the rest of it that we've been pursuing is like, just wash it, forget it, right? Okay, James, welcome.
Hello, everyone. Thank you.
Hey, Tom.
I have two questions. Go ahead.
Yes, please speak as loudly as you can, please.
The first question I have is about the RV and exchanging currency, specifically the Zimbabwe currency. If that is ever going to come to pass, and if it's true that it will occur on military bases through HSBC Bank.
That is one of the places it may occur.
But not the only place.
Absolutely not the only place.
Will it be exchanged through other banks other than HSBC?
Yes.
And will it be exchanged at least at the face value of the note?
That is something you will need to negotiate when you go to exchange.
Okay. So even it may be even less than a dollar, equaling $1 then.
It may be more.
It may be more. Yeah, there's rumors that it's $2.30 per $1 right now. So I was just more concerned if it would be at least the minimum of the base value of the note as a minimum.
Do not have any concerns about it being small, because it won't be.
Okay. And is it looking like it's going to happen sometime before the end of this month, or is it, where are we at with the timing of all that?
Before the end of summer, my friend.
Summer being August as the last month of summer?
Yes.
Okay. And I have another question regarding a friend of mine who I was involved with as a relationship partnership, recently moved away, and I'm wondering if there is going to be any reconnection in the future between us.
There's a small chance, but it's pretty small.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can share about that in terms of...
I didn't quite catch that.
What? Is there anything else that you can share about it which would contribute towards it if it were to happen?
The energy says that it's complete.
I see. As far as the spiritual or soul connection with that being, is what would it be in the context? Would it be someone as a soulmate or someone even more so like a twin flame type situation?
This was a potential sacred union partner.
Okay, and so the possibility of it, though, is pretty small about reconnection in this lifetime, then.
Correct.
Is there anything that I could be aware of in terms of if the reconnection was to happen, what would bring that forward?
What would bring that forward? That would be a change in that person's agenda.
Okay. As far as myself personally at this point, is there any other new relating soul connections in my future, in the near future? Eight and a half weeks?
Yes.
Okay. I work with Tesla type technology and crystals and things of that nature, and I'm working on a project right now. Would you have any insight about what the device does whenever it's completed? But is it the type of wireless device?
Do I have any insight about what?
About the function of the device. She came to me in a dream, and I was presented the picture, the information of it. So I'm building it and creating it, but not totally certain as to its functionality.
It's a different type of communication device.
Does it also facilitate electrical as a source of electricity, or is it strictly communication?
Communications, dear one.
Telepathic type communication or audio?
A kind of hybrid between those two.
Mm-hmm. And will there be, you could just move them over. Is there any limitation to the distance between the two?
Has to be within the solar system.
Okay. So anywhere on this planet, anyways, would be two or more. So will consciousness dictate how it's connected to the second one in terms of the communication process?
I didn't quite make that out, dear one.
Can you speak louder?
Does the intention, the conscious intention of the user of one device determine who it's connected to another device in terms of how to connect to the other device? And who, you know, if there's more than one of these devices, is it conscious intention that determines the connection between the devices?
Indeed it is.
And does it have any health benefits to the user?
Yes.
Am I correct in presuming that it also will help to negate harmful radiation, microwaves, and things of that nature?
It will.
Okay. But it's not a source of wireless electricity then, as far as powering electronics or batteries or anything like that?
No, dear one.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry, what?
Does that complete your question?
It does. Thank you so much.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Okay, let me ask about the London event of yesterday, I believe. Was it a false flag, another flaming by the cabal?
Indeed it was.
Yes. Okay, and was it done by the usual crisis actors and people hired to,
of course,
play the parts and so forth? Yes.
They haven't changed the script.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. I think I heard there were 4 people killed. Was that really true?
There were 4 people killed, but not in that.
But not in that.
Right.
They were killed maybe somewhere else and brought to that.
Exactly.
Because that's what they've done with other false flags.
And they've done that here as well.
Here as well. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, go ahead, please.
I'm good.
Okay. Good. So it's just another false flag.
Yes.
Okay. And fortunately, it seems to be smaller than some of the other things they've tried to pull off. So, but their power is weakening so much that it's going to be smaller and smaller.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Okay, good. Are more people catching on to these being false flags?
Yes.
A lot, like a lot more people?
Yes. Okay. A lot more people.
A lot more people. Good, good. Okay. One more question. There's been doctors who have said they discovered cancer enzymes placed in the vaccines, which the implication would be they're giving people cancerous stuff in vaccines, which is another reason not to get vaccinated, if that's really true. And that some of these doctors have been killed. Is this true?
It is true, and they don't want the population to be the large thing that it is.
So that's still part of the reduced population agenda.
Exactly.
That they've always had on their books to take it down 90%, 95%, I believe. Leave a bare minimum to work for them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Same old deal.
Same deal.
Okay. Okay. For people who...
Which will not succeed, there's no way that the white hats, as you call them, are going to allow this to succeed.
No, of course not.
Okay.
And any of the vaccines now that the Galactics or whoever can simply change the chemistry of the liquid that's in there so that no matter what's put in there, it can become relatively harmless so that they don't know, that the bad guys don't know that that's what's happening, but the good guys don't get bad stuff vaccinated into it. Okay, that works.
But if you have a choice, don't do it.
Don't do any vaccination. No, I'm very, very grateful that I was free of that in childhood, and I know it's made a difference in my life. The only vaccinations I've ever had when I had to travel to China and Philippines and so forth, but as an adult, and I think our time is up. Thank you so very much, Maitreya. We're very grateful for your presence and your beautiful, effective answers to our listeners' questions and comments.
It has been my pleasure, Dale.
Do you have any final words for our audience?
Get ready.
It's coming, right?
It's coming.
It's coming. I love it. It's coming. Yay, finally. Very good. Thank you so very much. Namaste.
Namaste.